Well, now to that government review into the operations of the Arts Council. It was ordered after ministers were told that more than €6 million had been wasted on a proposed new IT system. The Arts Council has conceded that significant sums were spent on a project that wasn't delivered. In a moment, we'll be speaking to our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke. First, though, the Taoiseach Simon Harris was asked about this issue during leaders' questions in the Dáil.
I've been looking myself just at even the table of the number of companies involved in this project. I think there's at least 20. I mean, spreadsheet after spreadsheet after spreadsheet, and people who made significant amounts of money out of this profited, and we don't have a computer system. So, you know, I have a very simple philosophy here. When we pay somebody to manage and to run an agency, we expect them to run it properly, and we expect them to run it in line with the public spending code. There's very serious issues that we already know of. The project cost was not properly estimated by the Arts Council, nor was any final estimate as is required under the public spending code. Between 2021 and 2024, the Arts Council approved additional budget for the project without approval from the department, as is also required under the public spending code. The Arts Council frequently changed and extended contracts with certain external suppliers, going over the allowed limit for cost increases in several cases. These actions likely contravene public procurement procedures. And additionally, exceeding prescribed contract value limits without retendering also breaches EU procurement rules on substantial modifications to contracts.
Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking a short time ago. Evelyn O'Rourke, our arts and media correspondent, is here. Evelyn, who else has been saying what today?
Goodness, it was a very strong leaders' question session today. Lots and lots of discussion on this particular topic. So it really started with the Labour leader, Ivana Bacik, and she took her feet and said that she really thought that the Dáil should be debating this particular issue. And indeed, Taoiseach Simon Harris saying that he agreed with that call. But she went through specific questions. For example, why was there no relevant expertise to help with this? Were red flags raised? And that there are obviously serious questions there as well. For Padraig Tobin, he used language, for example, he said that this is a case where the agency incinerated €7 million of public money. So really strong feelings there, talking about there being a culture of waste. And the idea then that's of consequences, this word kept being repeated. And Simon Harris saying again and again, this would not be a consequence-free zone, and the different parts of the opposition looking for consequences and for questions about this. In the case of the Arts Council are not providing any spokesperson today. I presume they would just say, you know, point to their annual report. And when you look at this, their statements in it and the report that they've given, they clearly believe that they have a strong case in terms of getting redress, in terms of getting some sort of clawing some sort of monies back.
How have people who rely on the Arts Council for funding, as a great many people do, how have they been reacting to all of this?
Well, the question or the word I keep hearing is precarious. They believe they're a precarious sector. We do know that the basic income for the arts, that scheme whereby people get weekly pay, that is something that is held very dear to the arts community. And that's in somewhat of flux at the moment. In the programme for government, there's a commitment to review it, but it isn't it isn't kind of sealed in as a deal. I suppose people will be a little bit nervous about what will happen. Maybe will there be some sort of trickle down consequence for them. So the community are anxious about their own work, about the things that they want to do, the funding that they want to kind of rely on to make the projects work, because the theatres keep going and the art galleries keep going in the middle of all this. So right now, today, I think the mood is really, really unsure and people are quite worried.
Evelyn, thank you very much. Our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke.
Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And we can talk now to Paul O'Neill. Afternoon, Paul.
Thank you, Rachel. Good afternoon. We'll start with Rugby Union and Ireland internationals. Tadhg Byrne and Gary Ringrose have signed central contract extensions. Munster forward Byrne, who made his test debut in 2018 and won his 58th cap in last Sunday's Guinness Six Nations Championship clash with Scotland, has put pen to paper on a deal to take him up to 2027. A two-time Grand Slam winner, Ringrose will continue to play for Leinster and Ireland until 2028. Meanwhile, Tommy O'Brien is poised for his first Leinster appearance since December. The winger has recovered from injury and has been named in the team to face the Ospreys tomorrow in Swansea in the BKT United Rugby Championship. Ota Sarkar and Shamrock Rovers will make history tonight when they become the first SSE or Tristy League side to play in the knockout phase of a UEFA competition. Rovers will be away to the Norwegian team Molde in the first leg of their Europa Conference League tie. The game is set to get underway at 5:45 Irish time. Elsewhere, winger Kyle Fitzgerald has completed a move from Galway United to Newcastle United for an undisclosed fee. The 18-year-old had a trial with Newcastle last summer and follows in the footsteps of Alex Murphy, who joined the Magpies from Galway in 2022. Former Ireland senior assistant manager John Eustace has been appointed as boss of Derby County after leaving English championship rivals Blackburn Rovers. And Chelsea manager Angel Maresca has revealed that striker Nicholas Jackson is expected to miss up to 8 weeks with a hamstring injury. Well, Scott, to finish with Lauren Walsh's level par and 7 shots off the lead after completing her first round in the Saudi Ladies International and the Ladies European Tour. And Shane Lowry, Rory McIlroy and Seamus Power will all be in the field at the Genesis Invitational, which will get underway later in California. Well, there's more sport on the RTE News app and RTE.ie. Rachel.
Paul, thank you. And that's the news this Thursday lunchtime.